Welcome to the One Thing Global Leadership Summit podcast. Hi, I'm Daniel Lim, your host. Today we will be discussing how to effectively pray for the Bible-less people. Welcome to the One Thing Global Leadership Summit podcast. Hi, I'm Daniel Lim, your host. Joining me today is Solomon Lujan from Dallas, Texas, out of the headquarters of the Seed Company. Today, we will be discussing how to practically and effectively pray to end Bible poverty. Solomon has mobilized thousands of people around the world to pray, and he has developed some very time-tested principles that help sustain you when the Lord calls you to pray for Bible-less people. Solomon, this is so wonderful. I believe the Lord is hearing our prayer and many are joining us. You know, many people may be wondering, what is One Thing Global Leadership Summit? So why is the Leadership Summit so passionate about joining together with Pray for Zero and Bible Translation Movement? And the answer is very simple. It's scriptural. In Acts chapter 6, 4, the apostle talk about, we will not let go of the ministry of word and prayer. Even though all the other ministries are very important, the priority of putting the two together is not just the preaching of the word, it's the letter of the words, the words itself, that's foundation. And secondly, as a 24/7 prayer movement that emphasizes on singing the scripture, praying the scripture, we have 2,000 people group that have no ability to pray the scripture and sing the scripture. And so we are passionate to see every language of the earth being used to glorify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be used to worship Him. That's why we're passionate to join together with the prayer for Bible-less people, Pray for Zero movement. And you actually went ahead of me. I wanted to ask you if there's a person who says, I want to be part of this movement. I want to join the 250,000 who already say yes. I want to be part of the million intercessors. Now, tell us how this person can join this movement.
Yeah. So we're just so thankful for the increasing, you know, our passion is just unity. You know, that's our desire. And we don't want to move if we don't move together. And so we're again, just so thankful for this increasing unity. And we, through Pray for Zero, we're aligning three movements: the prayer movements, the Bible translation movement, and the missions movements, to all agree upon the fact that, as you wrote in your book, Daniel, one of the lines at Bible 360 that heavily impacted my life was that, you know, the greatest injustice on earth right now, the greatest injustice is that there are those that are without God's word, and that's a big deal. That's a big deal. And so as we unite around that, Pray for Zero is a multi-organization united front. It's not a Seed Company thing. It's not a Wycliffe thing. It's not a
IHOP. It's a body of Christ thing.
It's a body of Christ thing. And with that, we want to invite the body of Christ.
How do they find you? How do they find? What's the website?
So we want to go ahead and we want to say this in two ways. Right now, we want to actually just put a teaser out there, and if y'all could put on your calendar on May 5th, 5/5, to go to prayforzero.com. So that's just spelled out PrayForZero.com.
We'll put a link below this podcast so you can just click and go there.
Those of you who are really amped to jump on, you know, you can go there right now. It's not, let's just say wait till 5/5. If you really got to go over there and get set up, and we'll just filter into but this is multi-org. And what's going on is adopt, pray, and post. On 5/5, the website will give you opportunity to adopt a Bible-less UUPG group. That's unengaged, unreached people group. So they're the darkest of dark scenarios. They're without the body, they're without the Bible, and they're without believers. And we want you to pray. And then we're going to do an onslaught, a massive social media united front that's going to just explode social media on Pentecost, June 9th, 2019. And we want you to invite you to post on that day with the hashtag #PrayForZero. Post about who you've been praying for, post whatever you want to in terms of praying for zero. How has God impacted you? Maybe some videos or pictures around what, if you've united with others to and invited others to join you in praying. So that's an invitation. We want to invite you into that. You know, on a practical front, what it means in that is as you prepare for 5-5, we want to go ahead and prayforzero.com. We want to invite you to pray daily. You could pray monthly. You can go to C Company's channel as well. We have an aroma call, a monthly call. You could join us in a prayer live stream to receive real-time prayer needs. So those, I'm going to lead that prayer time. And we have actual Bible translation leaders, consultants, people you'll get to meet and get to know them. And we pray together on that call. But the great thing about that is you get real-time prayer needs. And the last thing is this, we invite you all to start a prayer family. We call them prayer families. In other words, invite your friends and family to join you in prayer. Small groups. You probably already have a church group at your home, at your church. Just say, hey, can we take time right now to pray for the Bibleists? So that's in a nutshell of what you can do and works at. Thank you so much for everyone who's taken the time to join us in prayer.
Now this is remarkable. You are so clear. There are three primary ways they can engage. And not only themselves, but to mobilize their friends and family and their connection, we need everyone awakened and engaged with this. We need 1 million intercessors at the minimum.
Yes.
Because there is a task and there's urgency. Bibleless people need access to the scripture ASAP. Yes. So May 5th, I'm believing with you, Solomon, that on that day, the remaining 2,000 Bibleless people will all be adopted on the single day if there are enough people to come online and Amen. Join you on that event.
Amen.
And so let's believe God for that. So for our audience, be looking out for those links in the communication, the various links that we talk about, either to join the online prayer that Seed Company and Solomon is personally leading, or on May 5th to do a Body of Christ event where on the day of Pentecost, just like the outpouring of the Spirit, where all the people in Jerusalem heard the people praising God in their own tongue, we're going to believe that this is going to be a supernatural move of God that will bring the Word of God to every language of Amen. The earth.
Amen.
So Solomon, assuming there is a person, either a mother, a youth, or even a pastor of a church sitting in front of you right now and say, Solomon, I am in. I felt the Spirit of God inviting me into this. How do I pray?
Yeah, I would tell that person, first off, just thank you. Thank you for giving the time. Thank you for giving the commitment. And with that, how would you pray is those three P's is you have adoption, so we want to offer that to you again on prayforzero.com. That's crucial because it's personal. You can almost see this four P's with that first step of being, you need one people group to say, you're my people.
So the first P is people group. You need a target. You need a focus rather than generic prayer.
Right, right. And through prayforzero.com, we're going to be building out it's gonna have iterations or just growth in it. But even initially, you'll be able to begin to become acquainted, deeply acquainted, and eventually, even in some form or fashion, begin to really engage with people or translators in that actual people group. And so we're building that out. And on prayforzero.com, we want that experience for people to get to know that people group. But that's the heart of God, the spirit of adoption. And we want to invite you into that. So choose a people group, commit to them, say, I'm going to pray until something happens. I'm going to pray for this people group until the word of God, which is the kingdom of heaven, comes to them. It comes to them and they're reached. You pray until the kingdom comes to them. And that's crucial, is that commitment there. So yeah, so you want to go ahead and find a people group, you want to adopt. And then the three P's while you pray for them, our presence, provision, and protection. So pray for God's presence to meet them where they're at, that people group, to prepare hearts, for provision for the investors, prayer, financial, consultants, technology, to be connected to that actual people group. And then the final thing is protection against the spiritual forces of evil that seek to delay, destroy the work of God in that people group.
So when they go on Pray for Zero website, they will see these 4P clearly in the future. So in case they need a reminder, you know, I think it's simple. We can all remember that. But I think they can find it somewhere on your resource page, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wonderful. So let's talk about some challenges. Let's say someone has been praying for a few months or maybe a few years. And they realize that, you know, is getting a little tired and there's fatigue setting in. Have you encountered people who have gone on a journey for a while who have given up or lost steam, lost consistency? And how would you encourage people who say yes, who genuinely and sincerely really want to do this, but really encounter challenges, and speak from a more pragmatic way from your experience?
Yeah, that's a great question, Daniel. There's a difference in praying for an engaged people group that has a Bible translation project underway, as opposed to a unengaged people group. And that's what we're talking about here with the Bibleist. So
explain the one that is engaged, contrast them, because I think our audience are not so familiar, may not be so familiar with the technical differences.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So there right now, again, we have thousands of translation projects underway. We have people groups that have just a portion of scripture that we're trying to bring the whole of scripture to them, the Old Testament and the New Testament. But then there are the Bible-less. So you could say you can say it. This is the reality. They are completely without scripture.
There's nothing going on.
There's nothing going on.
No consultant, nobody's interested, no mother tongue translation. So you're really praying from zero, no activity. That's why it's so hard.
Right, exactly. So if you are praying for a work that's underway through different ministries, but Seed Company, for example, we have a communications experience where you get quarterly updates. And if you care to have more, we would give you that as well. But most are satisfied with a quarterly update of getting to know. And a lot of them are pseudonymed to protect the different translators. But you'll get to know the translators, and you'll get to know kind of their experience, and even some pseudonym names and you'll have that traction to pick off. You'll have that answered prayer. That's a big deal. It's celebration. You know, being able to celebrate answered prayer. But when it comes to praying, in other words, again, they're praying for a project around, the book of Luke, okay? And then they actually finish the book of Luke. You can celebrate with them, and that's a big deal. And that's very encouraging to keep on praying. But when you're praying for weeks, months, even years for an actual unreached, unengaged Bible-less people group, and so people group that you're hearing nothing. You're in that place of crying out to the Lord, and you're not getting any celebration. You're not hearing anything. Well, that can become very, very discouraging. And on a human level, prayer is very human. We need that encouragement.
We need answered prayer. We need to see progress, breakthrough.
Right, right. And so what we're doing with PrayForZero.com is we're building out a very large communications network with multiple missions, organizations, and Bible translation ministries. What we're doing is we're segmenting folks regionally. And so if you adopted a specific people group in a specific region, like, for example, Africa, you will then begin to get actual updates from what God's doing in Africa. Now, it may not be exactly related to your people group, but oftentimes you can see a chain effect. In other words, you start seeing other people groups being engaged near your people group, and that's a good sign. You might start seeing maybe new leadership in governmental places and new opening of doors. And so that's a big, to see that, and that's what we want to build out with PrayForZero.com is this highly engaging experience for folks to be encouraged when they're praying for the unreached, because that's that's why I think practically we just don't have enough prayer for the unreached, is because it's hard. It's in the dark. You're not getting a whole lot of visibility of God moving, so to speak. But God is moving. We just need to do a better job at serving our, in essence, prayer warriors, prayer investors, to see that God is moving. Because I think the Lord wants us to have that encouragement.
On the onset, if we know that taking on the task to pray for the Bibleers is that challenging, I think we can be prepared. Like, we count the cost. It's going to be an assignment that requires perseverance. But do you have any tip for us how to persevere, since there's not much to celebrate for a while?
Yeah. And there's two major things, like I mentioned already. And so it's great to reiterate them, because you can't hear them enough. I can't hear them enough. But it's adopting that one people group and saying fully committed. And then it's inviting friends and family to join you and commit with you to a set weekly time, whether it be for 15 minutes or half an hour, but you are collectively, three or more, are saying, yes, we will pray together at that day and time, and we'll pray that something happens. That community, you need that community, and you need that focused people group. You need that personal attachment to them. And I think with that, those are two, that's going to help you persevere.
So Solomon, without trying to be antagonistic, it's kind of a catch-22 here. We're asking people to pray for something that they will not see a short-term breakthrough or progress. Well, God can do it faster than we think, but it's like a marathon runner. If he's training, he's not training for the sprint. He has his whole psyche and his muscle trained differently than a 100-meter dash. So if we know we're training for marathon, how can we convince other people to join us if we ourselves are struggling to go on a marathon? So that's why I'm trying to get at it, so that people are not surprised. They follow your two advice, your two steps, and say, okay, I'm going to choose a people group, and then I'm going to ask my friends to join me. And halfway in a few weeks, my friends are all checking out because I don't really know what to tell them. I mean, on the ground, things can happen that way. But you have so much experience dealing with this dynamic. I'm hoping you can give us something more practical. Why the two-step is really essential? How do locking into one people group really help engaging and persevering?
Yeah. So there's some moments there where as you're trying to persevere and you don't. You're looking at, like, Lord, like, how, like, you know, help, Lord, as you cry out to him and help. It's amazing when you are united in community, the provision that comes from your brother and sister in arms, so to speak, that they'll go ahead and provide a new idea to pray differently, or they'll say, hey, I did some research around this people group, or hey, you know what? Let's all plan to, once we first hear of engagement, let's all plan to invite our church to join us. Or just as you come up with ideas and ways to keep it so there's growth, I guess you could say, well, there's growth and impact towards advocating and praying for that people group. That's a very encouraging.
So you're saying the community activity itself, there is some linear progression, even though the outcome and the fruits is not evident yet, right? But the process itself, there is some development.
Exactly. I mean, Daniel, I'll say this, not to be too extreme here, but you know, I mean, really, if you get a group of people together that are filled with the Holy Spirit of the living God, and they're and they have their heart on this Bibleist people group, sky's the limit. I mean, if say there's $250,000 needs to be raised, they can raise that money, and it can happen within a year.
Have you seen it in real life?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Many examples with C company investors. So many wonderful stories. You can go on YouTube to see some of the just investor stories there. For example, a few families that just a couple weekends ago got to hang out with, where they started, they're middle, you know, income folks, you know, they're looking at, and they just started a new business, and all the profit from that business goes straight towards Bible translation. These are people who are just going above and beyond. These aren't people who are inherited a bunch of money, but they're just saying, I will do what it takes. And so it's always that when we read the Gospels, it's always that challenge to hear, so to speak, of, or that challenge of will we walk in childlike faith?
So what I'm hearing from you, Solomon, because of time, I need to summarize. We're going to end this broadcast in about 2 minutes. So I was with Brian Heasley in the last session, and he told me that when you ask people to come to church to pray at 7 p.m., nobody comes. When you ask them to come at 3 a.m. in the morning, everybody rushed to try to take the slot. The radical call create a certain effect and appeal. So what you're saying, what I hear you say just now to our audience is that two-step that you recommended, lock into one people group and find a group of like-minded people, family and friends that do together, sounds simple and it sounds like it may not work so well, but if you're actually going to do it, that you have seen on the ground over and over again through your life experience, that God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Do it, and don't hold anything back, and don't just have big faith, have huge faith, and you'll see the Lord move just amazingly. And we've seen that over and over again. And so that really is the heart that you need to take into this is expecting mighty things from God. Not that you're just having a little bit of an impact, but He will use you even to truly and very practically gather together advocates and finances and whatever you need for that people group to be reached.
What a wonderful way to conclude this podcast. Faith come by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. We need to hear the Word of God, but the Word of God needs to be translated into mother tongue before the people can hear the Word of God. Amen. We are privileged to have Solomon Lujan from Dallas, Texas, with us this afternoon. And he is unapologetically challenging us to be part of this movement of our generation. We might actually see it get done, that Bible poverty can be eradicated in our generation by 2025, 2030, in our generation right before our eyes. Amen. I think it's exciting. Yeah. I am unapologetically calling everyone who hear this podcast, along with Solomon and all those who are involved in the Bibleless movement, the Pray for Zero movement, to join Solomon and the team of leaders on May 5th, on the launch date, on the day of Pentecost, to say yes to pray for the Bibleless people. Amen. Solomon, thank you. We hope to have you back again to challenge us on this very important topic.
Yeah, thank you, Daniel. It's always an honor and so thankful for the partnership with IHOP and the leadership that you have and your heart for the Bibleless. I mean, we have been so blessed by this community. So thank you, everyone, for listening and for as well taking the time to pray for the Bibleists. And Lord bless you all and keep you.